And now, here's another episode of Operation Adult.
Hi, family.
Hey! How was the party?
It was good.
That's good.
What are you doing?
Not much. You're a little late, huh?
Yeah, well, by the time everybody got settled, it was like 20 after 7.
Oh, God.
I was like,
Jeez.
My bus is coming at 7:50. Yeah.
Did you cancel it?
Yeah.
Well, next time, make it a little later. That's all.
Yeah.
You didn't make it rude enough. Hi, Kay.
Well, Mary Hart didn't mind driving me home because she lives in the same neighborhood.
Right.
So she said if she's ever around, she'll just drive me home.
Right.
And she said just take access link there because it's easier.
Right. It is easier.
You know.
Sure. Yeah. No, I know.
Kay, stop.
Kay, knock it off. What are you doing?
Kay, can you stop?
What the hell?
We got a deal for you. Maybe as sketchy as it sounds.
Jeez.
Holiday shopping bargains can boomerang. Crime among the dubious offers. Discounts of 15%
to 20%
off purchase
price. If you open up the store for Karen,
sure.
Really low credit limits and really high interest rates. Which in the end is really dangerous and can hurt your credit score. Consumer expert Mark LoCastro keeps an eagle eye out for deals that may disappoint or even deceive, like extended warranties, which are in some cases little more than icing on the retailer's cake.
Well, these are definitely
what's the problem?
Cost. You never made an
original manufacturer warranty any damage or defections that your product does have. Gift cards may expire or lose value. Refund restrictions, and then the infamous restocking fees if you dare return something.
Restocking fees could be up to 15% of that original purchase price. So if you're buying an expensive electronic device like a TV,
you're making me worry right now.
Ignorance is not bliss for consumers who are sometimes mystified by the complexities of consumer literacy when they're not wary.
I really don't worry about it because I don't shop with cards from companies that, you know, are specific.
And then there's just getting back to basics.
Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Bargain beware. In Union Square, Steve Langer, TV 1055.
Free shipping is also something to keep an eye on. The fine print may show minimum.
My mom said she doesn't think the weather's going to be bad tomorrow.
Right.
But if it is, she asks if she can stay over and answer this.
She asked if she could stay over?
Huh?
She asked if she could stay over?
Yes.
Is she definitely staying over?
If the weather's really bad, she asked to stay over tomorrow night and I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with you?
Guess so, sure.
What am I going to do? She can't drive all the way home like that.
Well. Tomorrow it shouldn't be that bad.
No, she doesn't think so.
Wednesday's the bad day.
Well, Wednesday she'll stay home, she said.
Yeah, Wednesday's the bad day.
But she said if it's...
I hear you, hon. You don't have to talk louder and louder. I can actually hear what you're saying.
So Karen texted me.
You'll have to stay the whole week then, because Wednesday's not going to get any better.
No, she doesn't think it's going to be bad, but she said just...
I don't know. She panics about the weather. I've never seen anyone panic.
Stay home.
I've never seen anyone panic any more about the weather than she does. Oh my God. Yeah, just stay home.
Just stay home.
I mean, did she need something? Is there an emergency?
No, she just...
I mean, I think it's safer for her maybe if she stays home and she's worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Scared half to death.
No, I can't make that decision for her.
I mean, I don't know why. You know, you live up in the mountains. You think you'd learn how to deal with impending weather.
Right in front of the label. When
I don't get it. You think after all these years. Eh, go figure. What can you do?
So Karen texted me.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I'll let you know about the truck.
Wait.
Coming,
whatever. If she comes, she comes. I really don't give two shits. I don't care. I can't be bothered to worry about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're eating. Good girl. No, not yet. Not yet. Hey, listen, the toilet's not clogged, is it? Yeah. Ever since that happened, ever since the toilet overflowed, I'm scared to death to flush that thing. Yeah. My life. What are you singing? Oh boy. Stop that! Alright, she sees something, alright. Jesus. For what? The cards? Thank you.
was ornament. I told you to put it on my bed.
I did?
Our bed.
I did put it on her bed, huh? By that bag. Probably when you lifted the bag, you dropped it, fell. Yeah, fuck. It's there somewhere. I put it there by the bag. So I don't know. Who knows?
Let's start writing
Christmas
cards next week. Let's
start writing them?
Well, they're pre-written, but I'm gonna sign them.
No, that's what you meant.
I bought regular, and then I have some brown ones, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Who are the brown ones for?
People that can read braille.
There's not many of those around here. New York's Spine Institute is the leader in spinal care, encompassing a full service of medical treatment. NYSI provides physical therapy, pain management, and if necessary, advanced surgical techniques. Affiliated with NYU Langone's Hospital for Joint Diseases, NYSI has offices in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island. I will never get better. It never will. It's K! No, I don't know. I think it's her crazy time of night, you know? Yeah.